Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Good morning and welcome to The Front Row for this Wednesday, the 22nd of February. I'm Clint Barrick. The Texas Tech University Presidential Lecture and Performance Series brings artists, speakers, musicians, dancers, and theater to our community. I visited with Joe Moore about an event this Friday evening in the Allen Theater on the Texas Tech campus. Joe Moore, you are director of the Presidential Lecture and Performance Series here at Texas Tech University, and you have the next in the series coming up this Friday evening. Tell us about it.
You bet, Clint. We've got a group called We Banjo 3 that's going to be here Friday, March the 3rd at the Allen Theater at 7 o'clock. And they are a group that I heard perform during a showcase at a booking conference in Kansas City a couple of years ago, because we usually book at least 2 years out. And they are just this delightful group. Oddly, there are four brothers, so that's part of the story, is even though it's We Banjo 3, so you'll have to come and hear that story. But it's two sets of brothers, and they're from Galway, Ireland, and they are just touring in the spring of this year. Every year they just tour in the spring. And so they're going to be in the States, and we were able to make them an offer, and they decided to come.
Wonderful. What kind of music do they play?
Well, they blend traditional Irish music with Americana and bluegrass, and there's a term that's been coined, Celt grass, and so that's kind of what they are referring to. You're going to hear, they're super acclaimed musicians. They've won awards all over Ireland. They perform on the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, the guitar. They sing, of course, percussion, and they're just an amazing little band of brothers.
Wonderful. And it sounds like, when you had mentioned that they are well-known, they actually performed at the White House? Am I right about that?
Yes, they did. They are so revered in Ireland that they were actually brought over in March of last year, 2016, to perform at the annual Friends of Ireland luncheon on Capitol Hill. So you had President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, House Speaker Paul Ryan, and the Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny, and they were all there listening to them perform. And they were proclaimed the Galway Band of the Year in 2016. They're just really wonderful. They're very upbeat, very positive. They're a terrific band and a really great musicians.
Wonderful. How can people get tickets?
They can get tickets through Select a Seat. They can call 770-2000, or they can go on the Select a Seat website, which is selectaseatlubbock.com. Tickets are $18 and free for students with a valid ID at our sub-ticket booth outside the Allen Theater.
You mentioned, just to backtrack a little bit in our conversation, you mentioned earlier that you had heard them at a conference. Tell us more about the process of obtaining people and events for your Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. Like, I assume, are they touring? And you manage to get them as part of a tour? Is that how this works?
Not always. Sometimes, if we're lucky, it does. It's always a great way for them to be able to be routed on a route that makes sense, so they just go from city to city to city. But then there's oftentimes something called a one-off, where you'll make an offer, and they might just leave their home base, obviously not Ireland, but leave their home base somewhere in the States and just come and do a performance and go back. there's conferences that take place, gosh, they take place all over the country and also worldwide for performing artists, booking conferences. So basically, it's in different cities. Texas is kind of considered part of the Midwest, so it's called an Arts Midwest Conference, and it's a regional conference. And then there's also a large one in New York City that's more of an international flavor, national, international, in January. And these are booking conferences, so they have huge conference hotels with exhibit halls that could be multiple floors like they are in New York in a hotel or just a single floor here. And you have agents, and these agents represent, you either have people that self-represent or you have some of the biggest names are represented by like William Morris Agency, Paradigm's another really big one, Monterey International. There's a lot of these exhibitors that will represent and will tell you who's touring, and they'll tell you what's going on. So within your interest level and price range, that's how you book your talent. I also, of course, as you know, listen to NPR a lot, so a lot of the Tiny Desk concerts or any of the featured stories, I'm going to really clue into that, as I do with a lot of our speakers, like when we had Cokie Roberts here, for instance. I know that the quality is going to be incredible. So I will listen to that. I will see what trends are happening out there. I keep some tabs on the Billboard charts. In fact, what's interesting about We Banjo 3 is their album, their latest album, String Theory, went to the top of the world music Billboard charts. They were number one, so you're going to hear really marvelous musicians. So they topped the world music charts back in the fall, and they'll be performing from that album. And so I just kind of keep track of what's trending, too. And so you hear that through music that you listen to on your own, through booking conferences, word of mouth with colleagues, performers and events that have been really successful for them, or something that I think will fit regionally.
So if I'm Joe Moore, I listen to NPR.
Absolutely.
I go to the booking conferences, and I talk to my colleagues around the country.
Right.
And then it's up to you to sort of have this jigsaw puzzle of trying to get groups at a time that you have availability, that they have availability.
Absolutely.
And get it all worked out, which is a miracle.
It is a miracle, as you know. And also, I have a group of faculty that I work with here informally, and people, for cross collaboration and a lot of interdisciplinary type work that we do in conjunction with different departments when we have these speakers come. And it's you put your feelers out and you hope, first off, you've got to be sure that the Allen Theater's available and it's busy so much of the time. And then you've got to, look at your budget, see what you can afford, kind of get your wish list together. We have a small series, so we only have 5 performers. It's been as much as 8, but typically 5, and speakers. And then you just try to pull it all together. So, yeah, it's a giant jigsaw puzzle.
And the next one is We Banjo 3. Tell us again how to get tickets for this Friday night's concert.
You bet. You can get any selected seat location. So folks that even shop at United or Market Street, you can buy your tickets there and other selected seat outlets. You can go to selectaseatlubbock.com. You can actually go to our website, which is presidentialseries.ttu.edu, and you can watch a video clip. You can read a little bio, so you can, and then click through, because you'll be dying to buy a ticket after you've watched the little video. And or you can call 770-2000. And parking is free. I want everyone to really understand that we reserve the lots around the Allen Theater. So the administration parking lot, the music school, the visitors lot on the east side, the library lot, we have all those reserved. And should you not be able to remember that, do go to our website, and along the bottom of the homepage, it'll say complimentary parking arrangements with the map,
right,
so you know where to park.
And Tech students can get in.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And for Tech students, of course, it's free with a valid ID.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Joe Moore, thank you for all the incredible work you do and all the wonderful events that you bring to Texas Tech University. Thank you.
Thank you, Clint, for the opportunity to talk with you on the front row.
You bet.
You can listen again to this program later today at our website, kttz.org. Thanks for listening to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrick.